97.5 The Hound, and we're joined right now by Morgan Miles, or maybe you can call her Morgan Miles Live. That is her follow on Instagram and Facebook and Snapchat. And Morgan, just thanks for being here with us today on the radio.
Well, thanks for having me.
So I got to tell you this story, and okay, if it wasn't true, if it wasn't real, I swear I would not be telling you this story. But last night I had this dream that we were having this this chat right here, and you got on the phone, and your voice was nothing like it is, nothing like you sang. It was like a real high pitched squeaky voice. I cannot even make this up. If it was not true, I would not even be sharing this.
That is so funny.
You were like,
I'm really glad I don't have a high squeaky talking voice.
Right. Have you ever seen the Big Bang Theory? It was almost like Bernadette from the Big Bang Theory.
Yeah.
So
no, definitely not me. I feel like sometimes I have a really deep, manly voice sometimes, especially in the mornings that it wakes up.
Well, I don't know if I would go as...
They say, like, my talking voice is nothing like they thought I would sing like, and vice versa, but not a high-pitched one.
That is good news. Now, I don't know if I would go as far as a manly voice, but yeah, the deeper voice, but that's a good... It makes for a good singing voice.
Exactly.
And, I mean, I have to... have to admit, I heard your song and your single "We Won't Go Home," and man, I was just blown away. You know,
holy cow!
And you know, I saw that you were from Pennsylvania, and I just thought that that was super unique. That you are from Pennsylvania, Taylor Swift's from Pennsylvania. Y'all probably hanging out all the time.
Not quite. I did intern for her during college. I interned at her label and did a lot of stuff for her at the time, because her label was, it started off pretty small, and she was basically the one of the only artists there. So I was like pretty much the intern for everything, but now they have interns for every department of that label because it's grown. But before I was doing, kind of everybody's assistant, free assistant, you know?
Yeah. Doesn't Toby Keith own part of that label as well?
At one time when they first began, they had like a label together. It was like it was Show Dog, and I want to say maybe something to do with like the investor side, but then they split. They split really early on.
That's probably a terrible. He's probably hating himself for that move.
I know, because obviously Scott Bruschetta's label is doing really, really well.
Sure is. Now you're a Pennsylvania girl, and now you're living in Nashville. I mean, what's that transition like? I mean, we've got feet of snow up here.
It's nice because we don't have like hardly a winter. It was like 60 degrees here yesterday. I was never like a huge lover of the cold unless we had like a day off of school, a snow day. So when I moved to the South, it was so much more mild. My parents actually moved here about 3 years ago as well. But I've been here now for 9, 10 years because I went to college here. So definitely got used to it. You know, I always hear my friends that come visit me from the North during the summers, they just can't stand it. But I can handle humidity and the hot weather in the South over like the cold winters. Like, it's just my thing. I think maybe because I'm a Leo, I don't know. I love sunshine.
You know, I'm right there with you, and kind of jealous, but you know, you got to make the best of the situation, I guess.
Yeah, totally. I mean, you know, I there was one thing that I really always missed. Like, I mean, first off, in the North, we all knew how to drive in weather. And people down here freak out, even with the threat of weather. Kids get out of school without a drop of snow on the ground. And the grocery stores are completely cleaned out. And then when it snows, and we actually have like an inch, there's like crashes all over the city. I mean, it's just ridiculous to the point that somebody like me, who's really good about driving in the snow, grew up, learned how to do that. I'm even afraid to leave the house because I'm like, I don't trust anybody around me.
Right. It's not you. It's not you. Yeah.
Yeah. Like my tour manager is so funny. We'll be on the road and I was like, for the last hour on our way to Chicago last year, I was like, I'm going to have you drive. And it starts snowing, and he was born and raised in Nashville, and he looked so scared. I said, you just sit there. I'll just drive the rest of the way. I was like, they just have a fear. It's really pretty comical. But people just don't know how to drive in the weather down here, and they don't have to equip their cars with snow, tires, and all that. So,
right, and they don't salt the roads either.
And they don't salt the roads, yeah. And so you could have one storm, and kids are out of school for a week because there's some neighborhoods that are icy. It just doesn't make much sense. Like, just put some salt down.
Got the good, you got the bad. So, I think that's a real neat story that you have there of how you were kind of recruited to go to college there at Belmont in Nashville, right? You did your freshman year in Boston, and then you kind of got recruited down to Belmont?
Yep. I went to Berklee College of Music for my freshman year, and then I got introduced to the head of Sony A&R in Nashville randomly from working in New York. And throughout that first freshman year, you know, I'm being courted basically back and forth from Nashville to continue working. And so they just said, we want to kind of continue working with you, but you need to, you know, probably transfer to Belmont or just move to Nashville. And so that's when I looked at Belmont and I got in there. And yeah, the rest is history. I'm still here.
Still there. We're talking with Morgan Miles. Morgan, we're going to talk about your music a little bit. And it's just, there's something about your unique sound. And I think of the song We Won't Go Home, the one that we mentioned early on. It's your latest single. And plus, your song In Chains. It's just such a unique country soul sound. I don't even know how to describe it almost. Where does that come from?
Chains? The tambourine song?
Yes, the tambourine song, yeah.
That's so funny. You know, that's not part of the EP, but I put that out before the EP, and people just love that song. And it came from, there was a huge, huge flood in Nashville, and people came together, and I don't know, I just walked into a writing session, turned my guitar over, and start pounding on my guitar and singing this song, and yeah, Vance Powell, who is Jack White's producer, really loved it. And we ended up recording all that, like, live, like, 12 people in a circle around one mic with Jamie Johnson's drummer on a huge, huge bass drum with, like, two pieces of plywood making this really cool stomping sound. So it was just a really cool experience, and it's a great film and TV sync song, and I love doing stuff like that. So... So, it's just cool to be creative and get to do what I get to do, I guess.
Now, do you write all your own songs, or do you get people to write them for you?
I co-write every day. Most every song that's on the EP is co-written by me and another writer or the producer, whoever I end up in the writing room with. But yeah, I mean, I typically co-write. Obviously, I can write by myself, but sometimes it's good just to draw off another writer and, you know, have somebody to shoot off. Two minds are better than one. But yeah, that's typically what we do. But yes, I've written every song on the EP, and that's basically why I'm signing a publishing deal. They really want to have me on as a staff writer, and that's what my job. I earn a living just by writing music every morning.
Not a bad deal you got going for you there.
Not at all. I feel very blessed.
Now you've mentioned the EP a couple times, and I guess we should throw it out there. The EP, Miss Morgan Miles. In fact, last year, correct me if I'm wrong here, but it debuted at number 22 on iTunes last year.
Yeah, we were shocked. We were totally shocked because I'm independent, and the EP did really well because it was, you know, just like off of my socials and just telling people about it, and people really came out and supported me, and that was really awesome because we even charted on SoundScan, which is like a chart, and usually don't do that unless you're on a label. So it was really, really humbling, and I was just so thankful that people really wanted to hear the music. It was so exciting.
Absolutely. In fact, I was watching one of your videos, I don't even remember which one, on YouTube, and somebody said, puts Whitney Houston to shame. And I said, no, okay, maybe not, but the high praise is there for you.
Hey, that's, yeah, when you hear stuff like that, you're like, no, but thank you. But I'll take the compliment, but thank you.
Now,
but,
yeah. Is there a full-length album that we could expect anytime?
Yes, and no. Well, we're in the studio, and we've got 8 songs, pretty much 2 really good rough mixes. They haven't been mastered yet, but we have some more to go, but I don't know when. Definitely working on at least pushing my team to put out a single, and hopefully we can do that soon. But the album, they're kind of, you know, hesitant on wanting to release that right away and holding off just to maybe, you know, see how the best way to implement that is, you know, what the game plan is with that. But the music's been recorded. I'm so excited about the new music. It's just so much more deeper and further, and I'm so stoked to get it out there.
I can't imagine it going, can't imagine it going any deeper than it's already been. Listen, we're talking with Morgan Miles and talking about her music, and I want to talk about, Morgan, your latest single. It's called We Won't Go Home, real fun song, and I love your music video. I have to know, where did you shoot your music video?
Well, we shot it in Nashville in a bunch of random places, and my buddy that shot it, he has a lot of good hookups in town. And then my band, that's my band playing with me. They're a bunch of goofballs. And so one time, one of those shots on the street, I mean, we're literally downtown Broadway making fools of ourselves. But it was during CMA Fest, and we were so embarrassed. Like, we're like, oh, please let this be fast. It was so hot, and we're like, please just, like, let's. So everybody just hammed it up right away so that we could get off the street. But it was fun, and we actually got that done really, really quickly. It was oddly came together super fast. So, and then Billboard picked it up, which was insane. Again, another crazy thing for an independent artist. So it really shows just, you know, just passionate people working together, because, you know, we didn't really pay anything for that video, and but everybody was on board, and next thing you know, we're on Billboard. So it was really, really cool because everybody was really happy with the end result.
I'll tell you, whoever put that together, whoever produced the video, I mean, they did a great job with it. Kind of just, you know, it's just one of those fun songs out in the convertible, mm-hmm. having a good time. And I'm thinking, I wish I was there.
Yeah, that was the whole goal. And so we just got to just show people, like, how much fun we have when we're together and playing. That's why I really said I want my band. I really want my band in it.
Right. And I think I'm like you. I'm like, get me out of the snowy weather, take me down south, and bring on the sunshine.
Totally.
Now, I know you've opened for some big names. You've opened for festivals with Luke Bryan and Florida Georgia Line, Blake Shelton, Reba. I'm just throwing out names there that you've opened for. Who is, like, your favorite that you've been around?
Hands down, Reba McEntire. Hands down.
She's a legend.
She's a legend, but she took the time to come meet me. Didn't act like she was this, you know, huge star, which she has the right to be because she is. She just came up to me and said, "Hey, girl, how you doing today?" Like, we had several shows together, and she didn't have to do that. And she just is a class act. She's just truly been a huge inspiration for me on every level of how to treat other people, like, especially her band. I learned so much from that woman, and I was always a fan, but, man, after just meeting her, talk about just an incredible person. And I truly believe that's why she's been around so long, and she just treats people well, and people are behind her, and they won't leave her.
Right. And her performance at the CMAs, I'm sure that you saw it, the red dress singing Fancy. Oh, my gosh. It just, she never ceases to amaze me, I tell you that much.
No, she's great. She's just awesome.
Well, Morgan.
So, yeah, hands down, her.
We've got the Super Bowl coming up this weekend, of course, as I'm sure that you're aware, and you actually got to perform the national anthem earlier this year before the Thursday Night Football game, the Texans and the Patriots, which is super cool.
So cool.
And
so crazy.
How did that come about to be for you?
I played at the New England Country Music Fest, and the booker of that show asked if I would be interested in doing it, and he's like, there's a small chance, but maybe, and next thing you know, I got it, which is awesome, and they flew me up there, and I sang it, and they gave me a cool custom jersey with my name on it, and it was so insane. Talk about, like, my nerves were, I'm pretty good with my nerves, but man, that one got me going.
Were you worried about remembering the right lines to the national anthem?
No, because I had grown up singing at every basketball and football game for that, and I had it, like, just instilled in me. I was a little worried about the words, but it was the feedback on the field in the stadium, because it's such a delay that you sing a note and it's coming back and hitting you. So once the crowd started going crazy, it was good because they filled up the sound.
Right.
So they gave me earplugs, and you're just like, that's the last thing you want to do is have earplugs while trying to sing. So it was kind of that. I mean, it's just definitely, and that's why I think people mess up the national anthem, the word, so much, is because it's coming back to them and they're not able to focus. So you just have to really know it and just go to your happy place.
Got to learn to block everything else out.
Oh, yeah. The fireworks and the crazy, like, there's just a lot going on. They're like, yeah, like 30 seconds before, just know that right after the rockets, there's going to be fireworks going off after behind you. I'm like, what?
I did not agree to that. No.
Yeah. So,
are you taking the Patriots in the Super Bowl?
I mean, I think I should. I got my jersey on. I mean, I feel bad, like the Falcons have never won, and you kind of want the underdog to finally win a Super Bowl. So I'm just ready to watch a good game. My favorite part is always the commercials and the halftime show.
Lady Gaga, I think we're all excited for Lady Gaga. She did a great job with the national anthem last year, and now she's doing the halftime show, so maybe good news for Luke Bryan.
I know. I think it'll be good. They're in Texas, so.
No better place to be, except for, well, maybe Nashville. Well, Morgan, thanks for joining us today here on 97.5 The Hound. And seriously, come back anytime. We'll do this all over again. You come out with a new record. Doesn't matter. You just want to chat, give us a call, and we'll have some fun, all right?
Well, thank you so much. I appreciate it. Thank you so much for having me.
Wish you the best of luck in getting signed and getting a new record out.
Hey, it'll happen. I'm keeping positive.
All right. Thank you very much.